That's Football Thursday. Aftershock of the Trent Richardson trade Thursday. Aftershock Thursday?
Yeah, that's good. It's Aftershock Thursday. That's right.
And
Might have to have Therapy Thursday instead of Therapy Monday.
It's going to be Therapy Daily. Cleveland Browns Therapy Daily. And joining us now to help us, he's the man, he is the psychologist of the show. He's our conscience, is our good buddy, Gerard Cherry. Help us, Gerard.
Gentlemen, first of all, can you please send my regards to Joe Banner and Mike Lombardi, because they have made my job really easy the past 2 days.
They certainly have they not? Let me ask you this. One of the big things that I wonder about is, if you're a member of the Cleveland Browns that's still a member of the Cleveland Browns in the locker room, what are you thinking now that you see this trade made?
You have a couple things going through your mind. Having been in this situation, one of the first things you think is, heck, I don't want to be the next guy to get sent out of here, because I don't know if I'll land in a comfy spot like Trent did. I might be on the streets. So that's one thing that's in guys' minds right now. And also, too, are we really committed to winning? What are we going to do? Because we did get rid of a quality player who could help us. Granted, we weren't winning, but what is the mindset? Are we tanking this year? Can I take the year off? So you have those conflicting thoughts going in your head, but the smarter thing to do is to pay attention to the first thing I said, which is you don't want to be the next guy being shipped out of here because you did not perform. It may sound harsh or whatnot, but you don't have time to worry about this situation. You have to move on, be a professional, and understand that this is the nature of the business, part of the business, how the business works, and the best thing that you can do is go out there and perform and help this team win, even though it may seem like the deck is stacked against you.
And isn't it, I mean, a time when, you know, you think about the judgments that will be made with players getting ready for this game under these circumstances. We thought the circumstances were tough enough with the starting quarterback being out with a thumb injury, and you're going to a very unknown, unheralded guy in Brian Hoyer to take over. And it got much bigger and tougher than that with the, again, the jolting news of this trade and its implications. But the judgments of Joe Banner, Michael Lombardi, of Rob Chudzinski. Rob Chudzinski and this head coaching coaching staff pretty much can look at this situation and say, hey, we're here for the long term too, because we're going to be here when they bring in these new pieces in 2014 to guide this. This move, it really sets up a scenario where they know their security is here. So now you're judging players who they're the ones that, as you point out, Gerard, aren't so secure.
No, you're not secure as a player. Outside the players and the people that work in the pit right there by you who have a really tough job now to do is trying to sell season tickets, no one's secure around here in this situation, and especially for players. And your mentality cannot be pity party. It just cannot be. I know you want to go down that road and feel that way, but I'm sorry, you can't. This is part of the business. What if Trent would have gotten injured? It would be the same scenario if he's out on IR, so I get it that, hey, that's a different scenario in that this was proactively done by the Colts and the staff up above. But your mentality just has to be, I have to show that these guys, Chudzinski, Banner, Lombardi, that I'm here for the long term as well. I'm committed, and I'm going to go out there and give my all, because I'm not caring about the scenarios and what's taking place and the negativity. I'm going to block that out. So here's a perfect opportunity for this team to get hardened, for this team to get tough, and for guys on individual level to show what their merits are and what they're all about. So you got to look at it in that light and not say, woe is me.
You're right. You have to do that. And you also have to play a football game this Sunday against the Minnesota Vikings. And if you were in this locker room, number one, Brian Hoyer, who was the third string quarterback, is now the starting quarterback. Trent Richardson is gone. Josh Gordon comes back. Lots of change, lots of turmoil in that locker room. How hard is it to get ready to play on Sunday? Or is Sunday an escape from all of this and allows you to just focus on football and the job you love?
It depends on the individual, Nathan. Some guys will use it as an excuse to not perform well, and if those guys keep on using it as an excuse, they won't be here long. And some other guys look at it and say, you know what? What do I have to lose? Go out there and ball out. Feel free. We're not expected to win anyway. Just go out there and make things happen and take that pressure off you. And I believe for a few of the young guys on the team, that is a problem, that they're putting so much pressure on themselves that they pretty much tighten up. So maybe with it being more of a situation where people expect them not to perform well, they go out there and perform because the pressure is now removed from the building, because you don't have your starting quarterback in Brandon Whedon, and now one of your best players in Trent Richardson is on another team.
Gerard Cherry joining us, as he always does here, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And Gerard, you know, for fans, and you're going to talk about this, I know, coming up with Hooley and Gerard, the two of you are together after this show leaves the air. The conversation will continue pretty steadily. But your biggest take on how folks are to digest this, if they can even do so, with regard to its future look, because the only way, if you can find any good feeling about this, which is extremely hard for all of us to do, you have to base it on what you expect to happen in a good way in 2014 and the likelihood that this team has got a package of picks together to work out some kind of positioning that allows it to, A, acquire that quarterback if they have to trade to do it, and B, surround him with the pieces that make it the explosive offense they're looking for.
And that's the part I'm going to concentrate on, Vic, the surrounding part. Because for a quarterback, just to get that guy, it's not going to be enough just to say, okay, we found the quarterback. He's going to need security. He's going to need some bling in the form of skill players making plays for him. So you just can't stop it right there. Just, we got the quarterback, and this allows that to take place. It facilitates it by having so many picks next year's draft. So if you look at it from that standpoint, it makes all the sense in the world. Do you like it right now in the temporary, in the immediate? No. But if you look to it in the future, it makes sense. And if you hit on these guys, then 5-10 years from now, guess what? This will all be water on the bridge.
Gerard, thank you so much, and we'll talk to you again soon, my friend.
Sounds good, my man.
All right, Gerard.
Gerard Cherry joining us. Dave DiNatale. I know there's so much reaction we couldn't get to. I know a lot of calls, and we appreciate the ones we were able to get. A lot of you tweeted us. We got tomorrow's show, and we certainly can dive into that. I got a feeling this is still a hot topic.
This is the hot topic, yes.
We want to thank Jim Donovan and Doug Deacon for being on the show. Of course, Joe Banner, the CEO of the Browns, for joining us as
Adam
well.
Schefter.
Mark Craig, Minneapolis Star Tribune. Adam Schefter, what a show we had, really. And our outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale. Again, stay tuned for Hooley and Gerard. We will talk to you again tomorrow. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.